You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition. You know already that we're one of your favorite programs, right? You already know that. So welcome once again to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am just happy. I'm happy to be here. And you know what? Let me be honest. Let me really be honest. I am ready to just talk to some of you all. I really am. And thank you, those of you that have sent me emails. And and I got someone sent me a beautiful picture. And so I'm gonna come to that in a moment. But thank you, so many of you that really call, you check on me. At the time of this recording, it is a few days after Mother's Day. And so, believe it or not, I'm very appreciative that several of you even sent me a message on Facebook. How you doing, Dr. Mosley? Because you all know this was the first Mother's Day without my mother. So it was. I ain't gonna lie, it was challenging, child. It was a bit challenging, but we made it, and I'm so grateful. And I want to, I really believe it was because of your loving energy that gave me strength. So I sincerely appreciate all of you that rendered your support and your kindness towards me. So thank you very much. Listen, at the time of this recording, boy, I'm telling you, we still enduring COVID-19. Oh, my goodness. And we do pray for those families that have lost loved ones and friends. And so, you know, it's not an easy time for really nobody. But what I want to find out today, what I'm going to address some callers on the broadcast today, I want to find out, you know, what else have you learned about yourself during this quarantine? What have you learned about yourself? Maybe somebody learned I need to be a bit more patient, or maybe somebody learned they learned how to fry chicken better. I don't know, but what have you learned? Could it be that God sent this virus to kind of redirect us a little bit, to let us know there are other options and other opportunities that are out there? And when things get tight, well, there is a way that we can achieve greater success. Yeah, there is a way that we can have it. So let's really find out from others today, what else have we learned from this COVID-19 or from this quarantine? What have I learned about myself, my friends, my family? I even found out, you know, my children are a little bit smarter than what I gave them credit for. They have gone on with this remote learning, and it was just easy for them. They just went right on into it. For me, hey, I was panicking, but these kids, they got it. So listen, I want to encourage you. Stay tuned, hang in there with us. I got some people in queue that I'm ready to give a live reading to. And if you want to be a part of our, what we call our studio audience, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. Okay, LOA to 40691. What else have I learned since I've been quarantined? I'm going to the lines. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am honored. I'm privileged to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm so happy to be with you on today. What else have you learned since this quarantine? What else have you learned from all of this that has been going on? You know, we have to have social distancing and stay at home orders, and sometimes you can't even go to your favorite restaurants, but now I think they're opening up a little bit, you know, so at least here in Georgia, they're opening up a little bit. So, you know, what have you learned? We know what the things that we do not like about this quarantine, but maybe that was some things that you found out about yourself that, hey, you know what? I can go a little bit longer being by myself, more than what I thought. I have to give myself credit for that. But listen, I believe I'm going to Mr. Robert Powell of Harlem, New York. I think this is his first time calling in. Good afternoon, Mr. Powell. How are you doing?
Oh, good afternoon. I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
Especially,
Tell me something, Mr. Powell. With this quarantine, now you in upstate New York, so a lot of issues have happened there with the COVID-19 in the New York area. So what have you gained or what have you learned about yourself during this quarantine?
It's given me an opportunity to be patient with myself. You see, I've actually been a surviving victim of the COVID virus. I had it, and I tell you, I had to cry out to God. People don't understand that this is a debilitating disease. If you don't have God in your life or something to hold on to or something to reach out to, this thing will sift you as wheat, as the Bible says.
Wow.
But I'm glad I understand and I have a connection with God. And as I laid in my bed, they didn't admit me to a hospital because I didn't have respiratory problems, but I had everything else.
So when you were when you found out that you had COVID-19, what was your response when they told you, Mr. Powell, you have been tested positive? What was your response?
See, I didn't test while I was having all the symptoms. I tested afterwards once I could get out of bed, but I was frightened through the entire process because so many people I know have transitioned to this so-called death. Mm-hmm. So many people that you read on or you watch on TV, the mayor here, the governor here, they tell you, and governors across the states tell you about the escalating number of people that have died. It frightened me because when I had a video conference with my personal physician, he just kept shaking his head when I started going down the list of symptoms. He didn't say anything. He just gave me the medicine that they give people that have the disease. I got enough strength to get the medicine. It was delivered to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't even remember getting up to go to the door. Part of my brain didn't work, but everything else, a lot of that, I didn't have taste, I didn't have smell.
So now, have you received back your ability to smell and your taste? Have your senses come back?
Yes.
So how long has it been since you have, you can say you've officially been free from this virus? Has it been a couple of weeks?
About 2 or 3 weeks, yes. But the Department of Health gave me a call, and now they want me to go have the antibody testing.
Okay. Wow.
The antibody tells you that it was in your system and to what the severity was.
Wow. Well, I tell you, Mr. Powell, we congratulate you for your strength and for your faith. I heard you say how, you know, you held on to God and your belief system. And, you know, because it can come and cause you to doubt the power of the God that we believe in. So I want to congratulate you. Although, now you said something, you were fearful, but in the midst of that fear, you found enough strength to hold on to your faith. So I congratulate you. You didn't allow the fear to overpower your faith. That's what I'm saying.
No. The fear was the flesh crying out.
Well,
but spirit understands and connected with God.
I believe that. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Brother Powell. Now, is there something that you wish that me to look into or for to pray for you on this evening?
Yes. I want you to look into, I have a case. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say this on radio.
Well, just try to give me the generalities of it as best as possible.
I have a lawsuit, and I'm just trying to figure out how successful I will achieve in winning it or being compensated accordingly. It's left me disabled.
Okay. Are you switching lawyers? Your lawyers are the same, or was there a switch?
There was a switch.
Okay, there we go. All right. Because I have to tell you, I'm picking up a I'm picking up a switch, and I don't know what that is, but I'm picking up a switch. And I do feel there's a greater probability for you to win this case right now because of the switch. But there was some problems done. So let me say it this way. I feel that the probability is greater now than it was. It is greater now than it was. All right. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So please understand, that's what I'm sensing, that it's greater now because of the switch. Now, there's some things in the paperwork or something in your, all I'm looking at is some legal papers that need to be reworded, and that will be taking place. Now, I don't know why August is flashing before me, but August is going to mean something regarding this case. So now, if you get an opportunity, schedule a reading with me. Let me see if I can fine tune some things. I don't want to go too deep because I know it's an active case, but
sure.
Schedule a reading with me if you can, and let's see if we can go a little bit more into detail as to some things that will help you to win this case. Okay.
Sure. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, well, God bless you, too. And thank you so much for being the first-time caller. And God bless you for being a survivor of COVID-19.
Thank you.
My friends, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, listen, I believe I'm going to my friend in Maryland, Dawn. Dawn, how are you doing on today?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Dawn. Now, Dawn, we've all been, you know, quarantined, social distancing, and I can imagine people that are natural huggers, I know they're going through a dilemma. You know, because there are some people, you can meet them for the first time, they just want to hug you, and they are what we call huggers, right? They're probably just going crazy because they got to have social distancing. But what is something that you have learned about yourself during this quarantine, Dawn?
You know, this whole quarantine has forced me to become redirected in what's important, to sit still, and certainly has strengthened my faith in God and just really, I've always appreciated life, but I see life from a different perspective. That's what it's done for me.
I like
that. I've, you know, redirected my path and what's important, you know.
Now you said something. You said that twice. You said about what's important. Tell me something that you realize that you have come to realize is very important.
You know,
now we're breaking up a little bit. Let's see. Dawn, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
I'm here. You have to eat. You have to, you know, obviously work and support yourself. But, you know, sometimes what's more important is, you know, your family and your safety and health. And those are most important. So, you know, sometimes you go after something that, to be honest with you, it's not even necessary to still be happy or achieve the happiness.
Wow.
You know?
So we put things in perspective, I guess, is what we're saying. You put things in perspective.
Yeah.
And it is true. I'm very much in agreement with the first caller, Robert Powell, that, you know, we found out where our faith really lies, our strength really lies. And although we may have a fear, we yet say, hey, I got to hold on to my faith, hold on to what really is important in my life. So I commend you on that. And I like that you said that you have been redirected. I like that. So, Dawn, what is something I can look into for you on today?
You know what? I went for an interview about 3 weeks ago, and it went very well. And I heard back from them today just to say that they were going over resumes, and they were going to get back to me. So I'm just, you know, I felt really good about it, and sort of just letting it come. So I just feel like I'm getting ready to do a switch and just wanted your feeling on that.
Well, I want you to go with what you're feeling. And that's what it doesn't matter what anybody says at this point. And I want to make this very clear. I know what you're saying, but let me just kind of help with everybody else that's listening to me. When you feel like you're on a good high, a good vibration, stay there and you keep going. You are in the driver's seat. Go for it. Don't ask too many people. And I know I trust that you ask me. I really do. But I'm going to tell you because right now you're driving this bus. So I'm getting in. You stop tonight and say, hey, Dr. Mose, you want to ride? And I'm saying, yay, Don, come on. So I'm getting in your car with your vision, your drive, your motivation. And you're saying, I'm feeling really good about this job. What you feel about it, Dr. Mose? I'm feeling the vibration of the car. So I'm saying, hey, let's go. Let's do this. So I'm right. joining in with you. And I'm saying, come on, put the pedal to the metal. Let's get this job, this position, this great opportunity. And I will say, I do feel very, very good about it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, congratulations, my dear. Now, let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, I certainly will.
God bless your heart, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am very happy to be here with you on today. I'm just really, really happy. I believe, let's see where I'm going. Oh, I don't know what it is. New York just loved me. New York loved me. I believe I'm going to Brooklyn with, Satchua. Did I say it right?
Oh, perfect. Third time's a charm.
You see, because I was about to say, no, that's not it. Oh, but I'm so glad. Satchua, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just moved to New York right before COVID-19. So it's been an interesting time to be here. Interesting timing, but I feel like it's for a reason, you know. I'm good. I'm very blessed to be healthy in such a concentrated area where there's so many cases.
Now that so you just moved there. Now after moving there, did you regret moving
in January?
There? So yeah, I know that because even still, now believe it or not, the virus was still already lurking around, but nobody really knew that much of it. So did you regret moving to the New York area?
Absolutely not. No, I feel like there's nowhere I would rather be quarantined. Oddly enough, I mean, there's so many cases, but it's been a really interesting time to see this city quiet. And it kind of made me fall in love with it even more. And it makes me really excited for the future of New York after everybody's had this shared experience, you know?
So
and
tell me
as
this.
An artist, yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
So why did you move to New York?
I'm an actress. So I came here to sign with representation. I got an agent in January right before I moved here. And, you know, I was about to hit the ground running. I signed up for, like, classes, and we ended up doing those over Zoom. But, it's really interesting timing.
Now, the reason why I asked you that question is because I wanted to see why you went to New York and what has kept you there. And to me, from what I'm seeing, it was your dream or your goal. You haven't, although the virus has hit, it did not swallow or consume or contaminate your goal. And that's what I want to emphasize, is that some things have happened and people have passed away all around us. I mean, really, all around us.
I know.
I found out a gentleman today that passed away, and because I had lost contact, I didn't know he had passed away, and he just passed away last month, and it just shocked me, and so many people have gone. But apparently what I want to celebrate you on, Satchel, and others, that you did not allow this virus to contaminate your goal. That I want to celebrate you on, and I pray that you continue to move forward. And it's almost like the first call of Mr. Powell. Although we may be fearful, I'm still going to focus on my goal, my faith, my healing, my you being on stage.
Right.
So tell me, do you want to do more movies? Do you want to do more stage plays? Or you want to do sitcoms? What do you want to do?
Well, the cool thing about acting is there's so many avenues to go down, and, you know, I want to dabble in it all, but I'm a classically trained stage actress, so definitely theater is where my heart lies. But, you know, you got to get those commercial and TV little spots to, you know, fluff up the income between all the shows, you know. So another thing about this quarantine is it put me in a space to really think about my path and what, like, the path I am going down as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, the one group of actors that are still working right now are voiceover actors. You know, the ones talking to you in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am a voiceover actor as well. And this whole thing has really made me shift my mindset into wanting to go down a more voiceover centered route, because it's something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Now, many people know this. There are many people that don't. I used to do radio many years ago. And I know.
Oh, I believe it.
I know I'm on radio.
Well, you
radio
just have
now.
That radio voice.
Thank you. But, you know, I was approached years ago about doing voiceovers, you know, KHOU TV, Channel 11, Houston. You know, they was, you know, why don't
right.
you do the voiceovers? And I'll be honest, I forgot all about them. But one thing I do say about this, I may look into that now that you mentioned it, but
maybe it's your time.
You know, it, and that's what the other thing that I've learned about this virus is that it shifts your mind to say, what else can I do? Well, I'm used
right.
to doing this, but now, well, they're not coming to the auditoriums. And here in Georgia, they still have not opened up the performing arts centers and concert venues.
Right.
They still have not opened that up. But what else can I do to make a living? Well, maybe I can do a voiceover. I can talk into the microphone and send it to an MP3 to the client, and mm-hmm. boom, bam, there you go.
And get paid.
Hey, don't forget the most important part.
You know.
Get
God
that
loves to
check.
Reward us for our gifts.
Yes, I agree.
It's a trade-off.
So tell me something. What can I look into for you on today, Sachiwa?
Well, I guess this quarantine has really showed me, like, I have a lot of ideas and there's so many things that I want to create, but I feel like I'm almost, like, imprisoned by my own thoughts. I spend a lot of time in my own head, and it's, like, keeping me from giving what I want to give to the world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like before I was so busy, it's like, I have all these ideas. I want to do this. I want to share this. And at the beginning of quarantine, I was like, now is the time I can, you know, share my art and really, like, put myself out there. And I felt like that got shut down real quickly by my own, like, I guess, like, limiting beliefs or bad habits, but I don't know.
One thing that has helped me, in other words, you're very talented and you have so many different ideas. It's almost like you're trying to get so much through one door. It's like three people trying to get through the door at the same time. And it becomes consuming and mentally exhausting. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, kind of. Like, there's so much that I want to share, but I guess I don't have the courage to do so yet.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I'm struggling with.
So it's like courage.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if it's courage, I'm dealing with the other thing. I'm dealing with the quantity. No, you're dealing with courage, which makes sense. So now, I got to ask you a question. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I got to put a plug in here. You need to go to Amazon and get the book by the world famous Dr. Michael L. Mosley.
Dr. Michael Mosley.
Talk yourself into it. You need to get my book. And because I really do feel this. We talk ourselves out of so many things. And if you're going to, we believe in God, we believe in spirit, we believe in all the miracles, and that's wonderful. But that doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in yourself. So that's when we go to the Bible. It says faith without works is dead. You know, that's just a bunch of talk. You know, I can do this and I can do that. Sachiwa, can you really do it? Well, prove it to me then. Prove it. Show me what you got. And that's the same thing you do every audition you go on and then every performance you go on. Now, I did some acting
before. I sure do.
I've done some
acting. Say that again.
I've done some acting before.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned, that The opening night is very important, and the last night is very important. Because mm-hmm. that's when all your adrenaline, because you're excited about the opening, and then you're so glad for it to be the last show, you go give it everything you have. But
right.
what about the shows in the middle, when you got to really make sure it's just as good as that first show? You still right. got to get up there and prove what you have. So you got to maintain your confidence. So what I encourage you to do is think back on your performances. You have the courage to get up in front of strangers and act. You have the courage to not be Satchua, but be this character. And you don't have any shame. You're not ashamed. You're not embarrassed. You're like, wow, you doing that. You made us forget Satchua, and you became Molly Brown, or whoever the character may be. So if you can do that, Satchua, I just believe you have the confidence to pull it off. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. You just got to believe in yourself. In fact, you may have to be what they call an alter ego, become Molly Brown and sell your idea. Don't sell it as Satchua. Sell it as your alternative ego. You know, I'm Molly, and this is what I want to present to you today. How about that?
Okay. Time to get creative.
And you have it.
If what you aren't doing isn't working, I mean, if what you're doing isn't working, it's time to create an alter ego, I guess.
It is. It really is. And you can do it. You really can.
Yeah, I guess it's like a concept of like reinventing yourself and, you know, and doing things that you don't think you can do.
Uh-oh, I agree. I really agree.
Oh, thank you so much.
You
so,
can
so, so
do
much,
this.
Michael Mosley.
Well, I'm
thank
proud
you.
Of you,
and
my dear.
I'm sorry to hear about your mom. I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Thank
Sending you.
Sending
you so much love.
Well, I appreciate you so much, my dear. Keep me in your thoughts and let me know how you're coming here. Let me how you coming. Let me know how your ideas are coming. Will you do that for me?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right. Now, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm happy. You know why I'm happy? Because we are yet moving on, focusing on our goals, focusing on our vision, focusing on what else we can do. You know, this quarantine has not been a lot of fun, but it has been educational. It has taught us, you know, for some of us that have lost loved ones and even our friends, it really has taught us not to take life for granted. It really has said, you know, I got to do what I can today while I can. I don't know what tomorrow may come, what it may bring. But you know what? I also learned about myself that I'm stronger than what I give myself credit for. I'm stronger. If you find out that, hey, you know, I went to the store the other day and really just like the beef section of the meat is gone. I'm like, ain't no hamburger meat, you know, no steak, no, oh my goodness. Well, somebody, well, I can make it. You know, I can make it. Maybe this is my time to lose weight or my time to turn vegan or eat more turkey. But, you know, hey, if that doesn't work, I just got to, I believe it was Dawn that said, I got to redirect myself. Listen, I'm redirecting. I'm still in New York. I believe I'm in upstate New York. Wow. New York, y'all just love me. And I love you back. Gene.
Oh, we love you. Yes. Thank you. Bless you for taking my call.
Oh, bless you, Gene. Thank you so very much. Now, Gene, what? Tell me, how during this quarantine, what is something that you have learned about yourself?
About myself is having more gratitude, being more grateful for what I have. And, you know, my mother used to say, when you have your health, your strength, you're truly blessed.
Wow. When you have your health and your strength, you are truly blessed.
Your strength. That's right. And sometimes you look, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm falling short on this and that. But you're blessed. Just breathe air.
And you know what? Honestly, I believe a lot of us have gained that insight now. Because I think it was the other caller that says, you realize what is important. And, you know.
Exactly.
You know, I would love those new Jordans. I would love them. But at this point, they're not important.
Exactly.
You know, at this point, it is. And even for food-wise, you know, hey, I would love a good steak. But right now, I got some salad.
That's right.
I got some vegetables, cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Hey, the steak is not that important. So we have to learn
exactly.
How to reprioritize things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Be grateful for what you do have.
Yeah, be grateful.
Instead of complaining.
But now, you are in New York, and I didn't ask the other callers this, but since you are in the upstate New York?
Yes, I'm between Buffalo and Syracuse.
Okay, so now, what is the atmosphere like there? Because so many people have passed away. Is it more of a nervous atmosphere? Are people afraid? Or are they just yet handling and just kind of mellowed out a little bit? What is the atmosphere like?
It's like 50-50. Some people, they act like it's nothing going on. Then you have the one that Sarah has said. And for example, I was walking to the store about 2 weeks ago and I had a mask on. I had my gloves on. And the lady looked up and saw me, and you could see the fear in her face.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't have anything on. She didn't have, she didn't have a mask on or gloves. So she couldn't get across the street fast enough to get away from me because I was going up the street. She was coming down.
Ah, wow.
And you can just feel the fear in her and see the fear.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And so how do you, when you know that people are afraid, we're afraid to touch, we're afraid to walk by, afraid to breathe, how do you manage that? How do you deal with that?
I have faith and I believe and I pray. But I also, I'm not a fool. I protect myself. I wear my mask. I wash my hands. I wear gloves. I'm not out there just to get I'm only out there just to get the necessity that I need.
Got it.
And I do keep my distance, but I'm not to the point where I'm getting paranoid with it.
Got you. Okay. So tell me something, Gene. What is something I can look into for you on today?
Just tell me what spirit wants me to know.
Now, when you ask me the question, I tell people this, I tell you the first thing that comes to my mind. And that's there's a scripture in the Bible that says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged upon the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, we would use that scripture, because I've always thought that meant to the youth. You know, I've always associated that scripture to youth and teenagers to, you know, get them to obey your parents. In other words, you do what your mom and your daddy say, right?
Yeah.
But that's what came to me for you. And so what I'm feeling is, Spirit just heard what you said about what your mother said about having health and strength. And so I believe that the spirit of your mother is with you. And of course, we know that God is with you, saying, remember, continue to remember the jewels, the treasures that you have been imparted with from your parents or your spiritual ancestors, people that have given you such great jewels and gems, because that is how your days will be prolonged. So really what I'm hearing is basically the wisdom that you got from your mother is what's maintaining you right now.
Oh,
your,
yes.
Your days right. are being prolonged because your mother said, let's thank God for health. Thank Spirit for strength. Mm-hmm. And if you continue to do these things, you will prolong your life instead of focusing on the next, you know, Michael Kors handbag. It's nothing wrong with that, but don't stop breathing over a handbag. Come on. Mm-hmm. So now
those things are going to fade and disappear.
Yes. The next thing I want to encourage you with is that you are a teacher. In this season, Spirit is going to use you to teach and pass on the gems or the jewels and nuggets that you have been deposited with from your parents. Pass it along that others, that their lives may continue. So now what does that mean? Read between the lines. That means that you have longer life, happier life. You are a mentor. There are people that are going to look to you, that are going to seek your wisdom, your insight, your information. And you may deem it as if, well, it's just what my mother told you. But it is wonderful knowledge that can save a life and keep that life going. So God is using you as a teacher to spread the information, the love that was once spread or given to you by your family. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It really does. It's not the first time I heard that. And I always, through my life, I can change careers, switch up because I get tired of, but it always brings me back. I'm like, I can't get rid of these kids. I'm always dealing with children.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing. You are just a wonderful teacher.
Yes.
Well, you know what? What I want you to do, the last thing I hear, is to embrace who you are. Really embrace it. This is who I am. This is what I do. Embrace it. Because sometimes because I've done that so many times. Why is this? Why do they keep bothering me? Why they do it? And then I had to just really embrace it.
Yes.
You know what? This is you now. You know, you can see things and you can hear things and you can. It's just who you are. Come on and embrace it. It's easier once we learn to embrace certain things and we can move forward in it. So I encourage you, embrace it, and you will find out that life gets sweeter and things go much smoother and you attract greater success. That's another thing. Okay?
Okay, great.
Well, Jean, I'm praying for you. Continue to stay safe, sanitize, gloves, mask, and all of that, and calm everybody else down there in upstate New York. Tell them it's going to be all right.
I sure will.
Blessings to you, Jean. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm not through. I got some more callers I got to get to. So don't go anywhere. Think about it. What have you learned? What have you gained during this quarantine? And if you desire to get a reading from Dr. Mosley, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. That's it. Text reading to 40691. Why don't you do it right now? I'll be right back. into your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Now, did you text me for a reading? Text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and we can have a good time together and just find out what is it that Spirit desires to share with you. And you know what? Let's go to North Carolina. Oh, this is Miss Mika. How you doing, Mika?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, little angel. Now, Mika, what have you learned about yourself during this quarantine?
I have learned that I'm really smarter than what I think and what I give myself credit. And also, I'm very, very, very blessed.
Oh, now she gonna add very, very, very blessed. Wow. Now, what made you realize it? Why do you say that you're very, very blessed? Why do you say that?
I mean, I just feel like I'm blessed, you know. I still got a house, my car, and so forth. You know, I'm at peace. You know, God has protected my family and friends from, you know, the corona. I just feel like I'm blessed. You know, I feel like, honestly, this was a shift in the atmosphere. I feel more at peace, you know. I feel like this is a blessing in disguise. It made me feel blessed. Like, I got a clear vision now of things.
Wow.
I'm able to research and do things that I thought that I couldn't do, you know, or I was too lazy to do. I just feel like, honestly, that this is just a shift. And if you don't take off and run after this situation, then you're just lost, you know. I feel like God is opening so many doors, and he said that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And I feel like he's shifting the atmosphere for it to take place and for it to happen, you know. I just feel like God is showing up and showing out and making so many resources available for us now.
Wow.
And for example, you know, most people, this is an example right here, you know. For instance, the people that don't travel or are afraid to travel, don't have the funds to travel, they offer free, you know, seminars and webinars online for you to get on and see for free or for a cheaper price, you know. And I just feel like God is making all the resources available for us now. And I feel like I'm just blessed. I feel like that whenever this part here is done, over with, you know, when I come out, I'm going to be stronger than ever.
Now,
you know,
let me share this. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's listening, I want you to see what is happening with her. And I don't know if she's realizing, but those of you that are in the, you understand law of attraction and you understand spirituality, what is happening with her and what Mika is doing is she's on a vibration that is getting stronger and stronger. I don't know if you're realizing that, but as she talks, I asked her the question. She said, I'm very, very, very blessed. I said, well, why? What makes you say that? Then she started going into it. And as she go into it, it gets further and further. And the energy builds and it builds and it builds. And then she gives us example. And it just keeps going. What I'm pointing out to all of us is, no matter where you are, find that higher vibration. Find the benefit of where you are, which is what she's doing. She's found the benefit. Hey, those that don't travel, they can still learn. They can gain the insight, which means they can make more money. They can be more successful. They can be peaceful. Hey, if you don't have this, focus on what you do have. Hey, nobody have the virus here. We got a place to live. We got a place to eat. We got peace. So I want everybody to take notice of what Shamika just said. Hey, you have something to look forward to, and get on that high vibration, because as you're there, it's just adding sugar on top of more sugar. Oh, let's say it this way. You're adding the ice cream, then you're adding the chocolate sauce, and then you're adding the whipped cream and the cherry, and you may add some nuts, and then you may go crazy and add some more stuff on it. But that's what she's doing. So, Mika, you got us all hyped up now.
Yeah. I feel like God is so
helpful. Well, what is something I can look into for you all today, Mika?
I don't have nothing in specific. You know, whatever you see is fine with me.
All right. You know what? Basically, what you just said, this is what I heard. Use what you have in your hand. In other words, use what God has given you. Use the resources, the tools that God has given you. Now, the key part is finding out what else you have. What else is in you? What else can I do? And that's what you have taught us today. Hey, I got a house. I got peace. I may not have this. And others have stated that too. I may not have that, but this, that's not really important right now. Focus on what you have within your hand, within your ability, in your reach, in your mind is what I really want to say. And you will see greater success. So focus on what's in your mind. Focus on what God is giving to you. And you will see greater success, more money, more peace. And I really want to say more. The word I hear is jolly. Now, I want to say joy, but the word that I hear is jolly. So I believe you're going to attract greater joy, just jolly happiness if you focus on what you already have. Appreciate your children. Appreciate the job that you're doing right now. And know that greater is coming. You don't have to ask for it. Just know that greater is coming as you appreciate what you have. Does that make sense to you, Mika?
Yes.
Hang in there, my dear. Stay encouraged. Give my love to your mom and your sisters for me, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. God bless your heart. Listen, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach, and I'm just excited. But listen, did you text the word reading? Text reading to 40691 and book your session with Dr. Moser. Listen, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Moseley, and I'm so excited that I'm talking to Barbara now. Barbara, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Wonderful. Barbara, what is... Barbara, where are you calling me from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Now, did y'all plan this? Mika was North Carolina. Here you come with South Carolina. Did y'all plan that? So, Barbara, tell me, what is something that you've learned about yourself during this quarantine?
Oh, I've learned patience. I've learned patience with gratitude and, like Mika, a peace of mind. You know, I'm just absorbing the atmosphere and understanding that, you know, I know God is doing something in this time, in this season, and you just have to be stand still and be patient and let God order your steps. Don't do stuff too much. Don't do stuff out of order. Just be patient.
So you know what? That is a very true statement, to be patient, you know, honestly, because you have to be patient when everybody go to the store. And, you know, sometimes you got to stand 6 feet apart, and sometimes there's not as much toilet tissue there, whatever the issues may be. But you just have to, hey, be patient. You know, they're now here in Georgia. I just received the email that all the parents can come and pick up their belongings of the children and different things. And some things you got to turn in. And they wrote in the email, please be patient, because we can't rush the line. We just got to do everything in order. So really, it's a time to say, hey, just let me be patient. It is what it is. So, hey, I'm going to make it through, but I got to be patient. So, Barbara, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I'm like most of the rest, and whatever the Spirit has to say to me, I'm welcome with it.
All right. Now, Barbara, first of all, I'm looking at a male energy. So I'm looking at a man. Is there a man? Do you have a son? I want to say this is a relative. So it could be a son or nephew or cousin. But I have to tell you, I'm looking at a younger man. Who is that? Or don't say the name, but do you have a son, first of all?
Yes, I have two.
Okay. The younger one of the two is the one I'm concerned about. Now, the younger one of the two, I don't know why I have to tell you this, but give him a little bit of social distancing.
Okay.
Now, let him figure some things out a little bit, and he will. Because right now, I feel a heaviness, and I'm trying to figure this out, but he needs a little bit of air to do it, okay? He needs a little bit of air. I don't know how to say that, but space. Give him a little bit of freedom. He's going to figure it out, but this is vitally important for him. Let him figure it out just a little bit. Everything is going to get better, but he has to figure it out a little bit. So let me share this. You can't help him yet. That's what I hear.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So you cannot help him yet. That's what I'm, the bottom line, what I'm trying to get to. Okay. I believe that you will, but it's just not right now. Okay.
Okay. Hmm.
So hang in there. Let God be God. Let him do his thing. Sometimes I wonder, you know, Jesus walked by that man so many times at the pool of Bethesda, but this time he said, I'm going to stop. You know, because it probably wasn't time to help him then earlier. But at that time, he helped him. He knew that man had been there for a while, but now it's the time to help him. So sometimes we don't know why, but could it be that God has his own timing and he'll point it out. He'll let us know. So right now, give him a little freedom and he'll make the right choice. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I bless God for you, my dear. You stay encouraged and stay sanitized. Will you do that for me?
I will do that. Thank you.
Blessings to you, Barbara. Listen, I believe that I'm going to Atlanta. Yeah. Tyreek, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Tyreek, how are you doing? Tyreek, now tell me, what is something you have learned about yourself during this COVID-19 quarantine?
I've actually learned to actually prioritize, because I'm actually, while I'm listening to everyone, I'm actually working as I'm talking to you. I just finished up my fifth play. And I've been procrastinating. So I'm actually typing it up now. So I just finished that.
Well, congratulations to you. And I believe a lot of people are saying we've learned to prioritize a little bit better and to understand what is really important in life. So now, Tyreek, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Just like what the young lady said earlier, just the caller previously, just whatever leads you, whatever the Spirit leads you.
Okay. I want you to know there's a scripture in the Bible that says, surely. I like that word. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. I want you to focus on that. I know that's in the 23rd Psalms. Be assured, be confident that goodness is on your side. Good things are coming to you. You are a good man. You are a good person. I don't care what your past may have been, what others have said about you. I want you to know there's a spirit of good that is around you, and mercy, favor, extended favor. Maybe some things that you're getting that you felt like I don't deserve that. People may feel like you don't deserve that. But I want you to be assured goodness and mercy, they are always following you. So that means you are succeeding. You are going beyond. You're going further. And know this, that God is with you. So don't be afraid about the opportunities that are coming to you. Can I handle this? Can I do this? Am I qualified? Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Yes, you are. And wherever you may need assistance, always refer to those energies of goodness and mercy, and they help you to achieve your goals. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. And that's exactly what I needed to hear, too.
I bless God for you, Tyreek. Stay encouraged. Will you do that for me?
Yes, sir. I definitely will.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Hey, oh, I'm telling you, goodness and mercy, just like Tyreek, I come to tell you, it's following you too. You just got to hang in there. It's going to work out for your good. It's going to work out in your favor. Don't give up. I promise you, it's going to pan out. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And listen, I'm telling you, It hasn't been fun. Well, a little bit, but it hasn't been. It's been challenging. It's been adjusting to COVID-19, social distancing, and staying at home, and, you know, all not going to the mall so frequently. And then when you go to the mall, the stores that you really want to go to, they're closed. And but hey, one thing I pray that you've learned about yourself, I've learned about myself, is I can endure. As the Bible says, I can endure hardness as a good soldier. Now, some people say, this ain't hard. Well, it really is not, but it's just readjusting. It's a mental process that you have to go through. Being at home all day, every day, oh, sometimes I just get in the car just to drive around the street and then come back just to say I got out for some fresh air. But we can make it. Somebody else, you've learned that, hey, I'm stronger than what I've given myself credit for. Hey, some of you ladies have given yourself your own perm, and it came out pretty good. You did your own nails. We found out that, hey, I can spend more qualitative time with my children. There are many wonderful joys that many of us have learned. I'm in agreement with Mika to say, hey, you know what? I feel really, 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 really blessed. I'm very blessed. Because I do have my mind. I do have, you know, I got some things in my life and they're working for me. As others have stated, I had to reprioritize my life and value what is important. Also, I'm very appreciative of Robert Powell, that first caller. He lets us know that there is healing that is available for those that are suffering from COVID-19 or any issue. There is healing that is available for you. Believe God. Believe even in yourself that you can make it through this. All right? You got to. So I'm so appreciative. It lets you know, hey, if God healed Robert, well, I believe he can heal me too. I believe he can heal others. I believe he can heal my family. Whatever, from the common cold all the way to COVID-19. I come to tell you, God can do it. You can do it, but we got to work together, all right? Listen, I pray that you have been inspired. I pray that you have been encouraged, and don't be afraid to learn new things. Mika also said, you know, some of you have been wanting that class. You've been wanting that private reading with Dr. Mosley. You don't have to fly to Atlanta. All you got to do is hook up that phone and that computer. Text the word reading to 40691. I would love to speak with you. Text the word reading to 40691. Hey, don't forget, also, follow me on Facebook. Yeah, follow me on Facebook. Be my friend. I need more friends now that I'm quarantined. I need to talk to some more people. But be my friend on Facebook. I am not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. I pray that you were encouraged. Now, remember, God is with you. He loves you. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'll talk to you again next time. Blessings, everybody.